I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Now, last week we talked about the huge scandal that has engulfed the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania. And it's gigantic, horrifying, and awful. It would be awful if it were covering the whole country, let alone just one little tiny area in Pennsylvania. This has led to 6 more states doing serious investigations into Catholic Church sex abuse. Now, yes, the Catholic Church is the worst abuser when it comes to the sexual abuse of children. They have had the most coordinated and organized cover-up of any organization in history of a sex scandal. Now, things are a little better. It used to be that you had the bishops who were covering up for the priests who were doing all the molesting, and nothing ever happened to the bishops. Well, now we've finally seen a bishop actually go to jail, although that was in Australia, and the Pope accepted the resignations of 3 Chilean bishops. That was back in June. There's a huge amount of pressure on D.C. Archbishop Donald Wuerl to resign over the Catholic sex abuse cover-up. He is the highest-ranking church leader to be named in that Pennsylvania grand jury report. And the Pope has accepted the resignation of U.S. prelate Theodore McGarrick, who was accused of numerous instances of molestation, including an 11-year-old boy. But, as I have said many times on this segment, the Pope has a real problem with the way he deals with the pedophilia crisis. Now, yes, and I said this last week, the guy before him who was Pope was the great enabler and the guy who masterminded the cover-up of child molestation in the Catholic Church. But this Pope still doesn't seem to be up to the task. And I have been harshly critical of this Pope because of that. And now there's a new allegation against this Pope. And I'm going to actually defend the Pope, because I'm actually very, very skeptical about this allegation. So here it is. In an 11-page written testament, a former apostolic nuncio to the United States has accused several senior prelates of complicity in covering up Archbishop Theodore McGarrick's allegations of sexual abuse, and has claimed that Pope Francis knew about sanctions imposed on then-Cardinal McGarrick by Pope Benedict, but that the Pope chose to repeal them. That is a blockbuster claim, because that ties the Pope with knowledge of the catastrophic failure in Philadelphia to protect children from molesting priests. And it certainly seems like it's possible, but is it true? And I'm not so sure, despite all my criticisms of this Pope, that it is, because you need to know something very important about the person who is making these accusations. His name is Carlo Mario Vigano. He was essentially the ambassador to the United States until the Pope called him back and then eventually fired him. This is over what he did to try to embarrass the Pope when he came to the United States. He invited Kim Davis to a meeting of people who got to greet the Pope, and there were pictures taken of the Pope and Kim Davis, which Kim Davis used to try to demonstrate that the Pope was on her side. He wasn't. He didn't know who she was. He didn't know what her cause was. It was just a group of people he was greeting. That's the Pope story. And when this came out, there was a huge controversy, and it was very embarrassing to the Pope. Well, Vigano now says that the Pope is lying. He's calling the Pope a liar, and that he knew all about Kim Davis. Now, the original story was that Kim Davis had a private meeting where the Pope told her to stay strong. Then it came out that, I mean, that was what Kim Davis was claiming, but then it came out that, no, this is a whole bunch of people who were meeting him, and he didn't really say that. Now, the Pope took a long time, but eventually kicked him out, a move I thought was way too long in coming from someone who is so profoundly insubordinate in a church that doesn't generally allow insubordination. And of course, this ties in to Liberty Counsel, which is a profoundly dishonest organization that fights for the rights of people to discriminate against other people. The head of that organization, Matt Staver, told a lie once and liked doing that so much that he kept on doing it over and over and over again. And if you've never done it before, I strongly urge you to watch the video that was placed by the two gay men who went into the clerk's office that was manned by Kim Davis at the time, and see how awful she was to them. This is the side you'd have to align yourself with to believe Vigano's story. When it comes to Kim Davis and Matt Staver, I think you're always safest to believe that they're lying. Vigano is an ultra-conservative who is incensed by the Pope's tolerance of gays and lesbians. He despises them, and he doesn't like divorce very much either. He likes to keep women properly subjugated in marriages that they can't leave, so the Pope talking about softening that stance is pretty terrifying to him. Ultra-conservatives like Vigano talk a lot about the problem with the homosexual agenda, but they are the ones with a homosexual agenda. They would like to get rid of them any way possible, and no amount of lying is too much for the cause. And you have to remember how this all ties into the church abuse scandal. Ultra-conservatives like Vigano believe that the whole pedophilia, child molesting, church scandal has nothing to do with pedophilia or children. It's gays. They're the problem. They're what's causing all of this. Almost all of the cases are gay men going after gay sex, despite what we know about people who molest young people and how that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with being straight or gay. It's more about insecurity and power over others. So Vigano makes a lot of claims that are difficult to believe. He says that Benedict quashed McGarrick's public ministry in the mid-2000s. Well, there doesn't seem to be any evidence for that, and there are people who said that McGarrick was presiding over masses, and even sang happy birthday to Pope Benedict in Rome. The rest of his evidence is in memos that no longer exist, and in the testimony of people who never made their testimony about any of this public, and they never will because they're all dead. Vigano hates this Pope and would like to basically overthrow him, and this is kind of a coup attempt. So ultimately, I think they're probably going to have to investigate, but I strongly believe that Vigano's claims will be found to be less than honest. And this is coming from someone perfectly happy to strongly criticize the Pope. Now, for some reason, Bill Donahue is accepted as some kind of spokesperson for the church. He's head of the Catholic League, which apparently represents Bill Donahue. He has become the church's main defender against sexual abuse. He accused the Pennsylvania Attorney General of bigotry for even conducting his sexual abuse probe. He says that the probe is a scam, which I guess he means that it's as big a fake investigation as the Mueller investigation, at least in his mind. And he makes the astonishing claim that, hey, come on, everybody does this. It's not such a big deal. Why don't you go investigate all those other guys? And he sends out stuff like this. New York Times story today on a 66-year-old lesbian New York University professor suspended for sexually harassing a 34-year-old gay student. Guess who is rushing to defend her? Feminist professors. What a joke. Imagine if bishops rallied to the side of a suspended priest molester. Does he not get that there's a difference between sexual interactions between adults and children and adults and adults? I really don't think he does. And besides, he says it's not rape. They didn't rape these children. It can't be rape unless they're penetrated. And he sent out a whole press release, and let me read a little bit of it to you. No one is calling for an investigation of Hollywood perverts, even though over 400 Hollywood executives and employees have been named for sexual misconduct in the past year and a half. That's over 100 more than the number of Pennsylvania priests implicated in sexual abuse over the past 70 years. Well, first of all, Bill, that's 1,000 victims by a small number of priests. 1,000 victims. We're not talking about anywhere near that many victims. And these are adults. Again, you know, the child-adult thing. There's a difference between a child and an adult, and there's a difference between raping a child, and it's rape, and sexual misconduct with another adult. Both are illegal, but one is much worse. Well, and by the way, Bill, Everyone is crying out for an investigation of sexual harassment, whether it's an actor or a businessman or a politician. You get all the press in the Catholic Church because you have huge numbers that no other organization or group of people has. And by huge numbers, I mean the huge numbers of people accused and then huge number of victims. Nobody comes close.